God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is spiritual drugs. We begin. There was a time when I depended upon myself feeling the heat of God on my shoulders in order to believe and know he was with me. There was a state of euphoria that had to be reached and maintained, but when it faded, so did the presence of God. Often, I had been in a state of total bliss, tears of joy flowing, and I would know God is with me. I was on my path, and his obvious presence made proof of it. I was so on track, but later that day, he'd be gone again, and I would know something had changed. Then to get him back, I had to get everything within me welled up to the point where I could feel him again. What was wrong? I look back now on those moments and see the trap God helped me escape from. I see the trap where my mind interpreted it severe emotional states of mind with being in the presence of God. I can clearly see how I was letting myself be ruled by my emotions, and I believed I needed to reach that state of euphoria in order to be in touch with God. I look back now and know that he was there at every moment, whether I had worked myself into an emotional frenzy or not. I look back now and realize that letting my emotions run away was not the best way for me to reach God. As much as severe emotions might have helped me believe I could reach God at times, their eventual absence also made me feel as though he had abandoned me somehow, for some reason. I look back now and know that my emotions have little or nothing to do with God living within me. God is a spiritual being, as are we. Emotions are a thing of our mind, and although our minds are connected to our spirits, the spirit should be controlling the mind, not our emotions. Emotional euphoria is a spiritual drug, and like all drugs, it doesn't fix the cause of the problem, but gives you an apparent effect that always goes away. Like all drugs, you eventually have to come down. Coming down is painful and fearful at times. It creates a sense of distance and separation. Drugs are helpful, but should not be used forever. You need to fix the cause, and then you won't need the drug. A spiritual drug is anything that helps you believe beyond your current perception of your abilities. Some other spiritual drugs are crosses, figures, oils, crystals, charms, churches, blessed water, sacred places, etc. There are also the beliefs in other people to do your healings and miracles for you. Most of us can't believe enough in ourselves, so we look to another to believe for us. A good example would be when Jesus was healing a blind man. The man wanted to be healed, but did not believe enough in himself or Jesus for the healing to occur on its own, so Jesus gave him a placebo, gave him a spiritual drug that helped him believe. Jesus spit on his hands and rubbed it over the blind man's eyes. With the first occurrence, the man's faith improved his vision, but did not heal it. Jesus touched him again, and the man was then healed. Jesus healed because he knew he could, but most of those that were healed by themselves due to their faith in God. We all have the capacity to heal ourselves, but we often need to put our faith in something else to make it so. To say you healed yourself, is that heresy? Are you taking credit for God's work? Jesus said over and over again, "Your faith has healed you." He didn't say, "Your faith in me has healed you." He said, "Your faith has healed you." Your faith is a combination of your faith in God and faith in yourself as being a worthy extension of God. We all have what Jesus had. Each of us is a son of God like Jesus, and so we all have the capacity to heal and perform miracles. All of us. Jesus still controls the timing of the miracle because we don't see the full picture yet. But our true faith and belief unties his hands to let that miracle happen exactly when it should. To ask for healing in the name of Jesus is fine. He is there to help us, and if a singular faith in him helps us to believe what our Father has already promised us, then so be it. Just understand that he is like us, and we are like him. He can come to show us what to do without limitations on our own. Understanding also that the only way you can do something on your own is because you are joined with all the sons of God, including Jesus. And whatever you accomplish is through us all, and because of us all. We are one, so don't set Jesus apart from you. He is one with you. Anything you do is through him and all the sons of God, whether you recite the words or not. Spiritual drugs are necessary whenever you can't reach a point on your own. However, they are not a replacement for truly believing in yourself and your Creator, but they are stepping stones to be used and eventually set aside for the truth. The truth is that God gave us everything we need to be totally joyful, healthy, and at peace. Give God a chance and believe in yourself. He already believes in you because he knows the real you. He knows you can do it, and he's just waiting for you to accept it, be it, and do it. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BEINGWILLING.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.